I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Gangs, drugs, pregnancy, dropping out of school, there's no shortage of ways that kids can fall through the cracks today. That's why a program based in Los Angeles is experimenting with a new way to keep them on the right track. Surprisingly, it doesn't really focus on the kids at all, but on their dads. Dr. Herschel Swinger created Project Fatherhood, and he's with me now at NPR West. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
We're glad to have you here. So why is fatherhood training necessary?
Well, in the area of child welfare, one of the equations that's been missing for years is having fathers be responsible. Most programs were designed for women and children, and very few programs were designed for fathers to be involved with their children.
There is so much talk about how the African-American family has changed and evolved. Do you think that the crisis in fatherhood, as some people describe it, is new or something that's been with us for a while?
I think it's been with us for a significant period of time, for the last couple of decades, 20 years or so, beginning with the no-fault divorce rate, aid to families with dependent children. Programs that were designed to help families really were designed to help women and children and not men.
So tell me if there was any specific situation or someone who you met that really made you start Project Fatherhood, something you saw that really maybe depressed you on one level but inspired you on another.
Well, I've been involved in the whole area of child abuse and neglect since the mid-70s when I headed a federal project for nine states, Region 9 anyway. And the numbers kept going up in terms of abuse. And it's very much a reactive system. So I was concerned about how can we stop the, how can we really break the cycle? And one of the key elements is why aren't the fathers involved? And men, I think, are stereotyped in the child welfare system as perpetrators and batterers, etc. And the fact of the matter is I didn't really know those people. And my inspiration probably came from the way my father was. And the way most of the African-American men I knew were about their children. They loved them. They cared for them. And when fathers weren't involved, I assumed that there were some complex reasons why this wasn't so, and not just the stereotype that they don't care. And so I developed the program.
So if you're a father walking into the program fresh, what happens to you? How do you and the people who work with you reach out to that person?
The first thing we do is we have a long conversation with that man. We talk to him like we ask him about himself, and we try to get to know him better than anyone's ever gotten to know him, that there are complex reasons why men are the way they are, behave the way they do. And that intake interview ask the man to commit himself to the idea that the well-being of his child comes first, or his children, that it's not for the fathers, it's really for the children. And you're only doing as well as your children are doing. So I'm not concerned about your ego. I'm concerned about your children and how you relate to them, and they know that you care for them. And men love their children. They really do. And they want to be involved. And we set up a program where we go through certain steps to ensure that they're involved. Their children come in, the significant others can come in and be involved. And it's a commitment. And they're involved for life, by the way. You just get in, you don't get out.
So when you say folks are involved for life, do you have people who you've mentored then turning and helping mentor other people?
Well, we have, they're actually sessions. They are counseling sessions. These are sessions.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a cookbook. We deal with some incredibly complex and painful things in the background of these men that have them be the way they are. And as they progress, then they move to the stage where they are able to start other groups with a professional and to help others.
Finally, very briefly, just give me a quick example of how you saw someone's life change.
One guy had been in jail for many years and so forth, and had been in the system when he was growing up, and he had children that were in the system. We got him involved in group. We supported him. We helped him gain insight into his history and so forth. And he became a foster parent and to help others that were in the system. It was just incredible to see that happen. And he wasn't just a foster parent. He was a foster parent for the most difficult children, the kind of children that no one wants. And he and his wife not only became foster parents, they adopted some of those children. And this guy at one time was a heavyweight champion at a prison. So,
wow. Well, Dr. Swinger, that is a beautiful story. Thank you for your commitment and thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Dr. Herschel Swinger is the Senior Vice President of Clinical Services at Children's Institute Incorporated and creator of Project Fatherhood. He joined me in our NPR West studios.